Je vais te défoncer. The Threkit scurried off again, kicking some more snow. As small as this Threkit was, it was far more annoying chasing it down the damn mountain pass to get here. And now, there were places to hide. And so it did, immediately scurrying underneath the foundation of a house. Damn it. Near the off. The house in front of her was uprooted, flying upward. The wooden pieces rose, splintering in the air. The wood rotten, blasted apart. The furnishing falling to the ground. And the people still inside, falling out of their house.
Thud.
A body splattered over the ground, bones shattering. The Threkit, in all its cursed demeanor, whimpered like a child.
How dare you? Te pound gamme. On breath and soul.
The clouds above dispersed, and the moon glimmered all the clearer. Like a beam from the heavens, it blasted the area right in front of her, melting the snow. She shielded her eyes. More screams followed, piercing her ears.
I'm sorry.
Crunching metal, screeching tires, lots of sunlight, all signs that none of this was going too well. Mikhail panted along the way, just getting down to the base.
She certainly knows how to make an entrance, but it can't be helped.
Shit.
He took out his phone and dialed, and the other end was immediately picked up.
Dmitri Sverdlovsk, now bring all able-bodied casters.
What's this about?
He spoke. Let's call it Operation We Gonna Kill Everyone and Cover It Up. Send a team to track down some strays, heading...
He glanced back at the road. Luck smiled upon him.
Mostly south.
Got it. Be there in a few hours.
He hung up the phone. Shaking his head, his hand reached out, and his spear formed into his hand. His eyes narrowed toward the convoy. The spire around his spear lit up, hurling the spear, much like a missile that would make Mother Russia proud of her little boy. It threw itself at the convoy. It struck the earth behind it with such velocity and distorting the mana around creation, which undoubtedly would compromise the way to Pandora significantly, it did its job. The earth shattered, debris shooting ahead, striking, impaling the steel as it popped tires. Squealing, the trucks flipped over, glass shattered as the people inside died. But for good measure, he ran to the massacre. Dashing through the snow and the debris, he saw men, women, and children here. Only one was barely clinging to life. Sitting down, feet sprawled in front of him, hand clutching his chest, back leaning against a flaming truck, without the will to move. He was a beautiful boy. He couldn't have been more than 5 years of age. Still had his life ahead of him. But this mess, this accursed mess, forced his life to be cut short.
Sokruks Glasha,
said Mikhail, summoning another spear in his hand. The boy obediently closed his eyes.
Yanapugan,
said the boy. Mikhail looked at him, his hands firmly gripped on his spear, ready to thrust. Of course he's scared, but Mikhail knew what needed to be done to spare the boy of further pain and fear.
U tebie jest, purnoi bravo but, nuete nele tebie, anle minia.
The boy panted, closing his eyes, leaning his back against the truck firmly.
I'll try to make this easy for you. I'm sorry. Oh, hell, I'm sorry.